B-Pod Studios.
Five o'clock hour. It's brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Guided's big winter sales and extended through January. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. One of the things we didn't get to talk about today, I guess we'll open 5 o'clock hour with it. Two idiots filed a lawsuit against the NFL. This is the two people after Tyrone's own heart. Right, you would do this. Two Saints fans filed a lawsuit against the NFL and Roger Goodell over the blown call versus the Rams. Now, seriously, get a hobby. Like, do something with your life. Waste your time with nonsense like this that like a judge would throw this like a paper airplane out of the courtroom.
I agree with you. If you're going to sue somebody, you sue Drew Brees.
Oh, come on, man.
You sue Drew Brees.
Sue Drew Brees.
He's why you lost. Sue Drew Brees.
Oh, my God. It sued the league. Blown call. My team couldn't hold him on defense. My quarterback threw an interception. That's sue.
Yeah, I think.
Who are these guys? What are their names? Tommy Bedeau and Candace Lambert.
There you go.
New Orleans fans, national fan base, a.k.a. the Who Dat Nation.
See?
Have filed this whole...
Yeah.
Seriously. I like to give these two a smack.
They're pathetic.
Yeah.
And it was one call. My issue is different from theirs, Mike, so I actually am not...
Who's the lawyer that takes a case like this? Like, what? This is the... I'm ashamed for my semi-profession.
My thing is, one of them may be attorneys.
The lawsuit cites an NFL rule that gives the league commissioner authority to, quote, investigate and take appropriate disciplinary or corrective measures.
Yes.
To reverse the result they want.
In theory, what he could have done, since he's watching the game, he could have buzzed down, and I think he could have said replay the down. But technically, there's an obscure rule where he could have done that. And I'm not saying no one's ever used it.
According to the suit, Saints fans, quote, have been bereft with no faith in the National Football League for fairness, despite the league's own rules to correct such errors, along with emotional anguish and monetary loss for ticket holders who purchased tickets with the presumption of integrity and fairness. Seriously, what attorney writes this lawsuit? Let's go to the phones. I'm sickened by this whole thing. Keith in West Oak Lane, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Keith.
Hey, Mike, how's everybody doing?
What's going on, Keith? How you been?
Man, hey, Mike, I'm good, man. Listen, I got to tell you, Mike, you know, we've been around for a little bit here. And to me, there's enough smoke here that there was a fire somewhere in that locker room. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, personally, I can't tell you what it is. The only thing I do know is this, Mike. This team responded very well to the other quarterback once he started playing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And all the veterans have chimed in to vouch for Wentz, with the exception of one notable exception, Mike, and who is that? Where is Jason Kelce? He's got an opinion on everything.
He did put out a tweet yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I stand corrected, because I asked the producer if Kelce had chimed in, and basically he's falling in line with the other vets.
Yeah, he
has
did.
He?
Yes, okay. He has.
Okay.
See, here's the difference between fires, though, Keith. You know, there's a fire where, like, man, your dishcloth gets too close to the gas flame, right? And then you wade that out. And then there's a bonfire that you feed with kerosene pellets. Like, does a little fire really amount to anything if there is?
Well, you know what? I hear what you're saying, but I'm hoping that if there was a little fire, it's enough to correct whatever it was that was going on to cause the fire.
Mm-hmm.
So that there won't be another fire, if you get me.
Yeah, but it might be such a minor, like, couple of guys that bitched about, I don't know. I don't know what their motivation would be. My point is, you can't turn that into a story. You can't cite more than a half a dozen players, because there are 53 players. If you're going to say a majority of people feel this way, then there's a story. Otherwise, there's no story.
Mike, I do understand what you're saying. I do understand you think. I got one more quick question for
you. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. listen, I hope I'm not causing a violation here because I watched Tyrone and Crystal last night, and I just want to make a point. Tyrone chastised some callers or Twitter people for getting on MB for having fun. I'm not going to get on him for having fun, but I want him to be a bully with the 7-footers out there and not the 6'5 and 6'4 guys. All right? I want Embiid to be just as impressive against the two guys up in Boston and the guys they got up in Toronto as he does with Westbrook.
Well, he did destroy Adams the other day, didn't he?
Well, I mean, but I want him to do that consistently.
Oh, God, come on, Keith. He does it consistently. He has double-doubles every night. He's averaging, what, 27? And what? Come on, man. Seriously. So you were getting all the people that were questioning that? What happened last night?
So you had
a little prime time action right after the game.
Right after the game, mm-hmm. Sixers outsiders. The bosses were pleased, uh-huh. Apparently.
Yeah.
Thank you. There was people that you saw when he got into it with Harden. I said when Embiid gets in with people, he's doing it with a smile on his face generally. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about him getting two T's. He's doing it. It motivates him, but it doesn't go beyond the line. So I have fun when Embiid gets into it with guys.
Mm-hmm.
Harden, Westbrook, mm-hmm. whatever it may be. Because
right.
He's in control.
Right.
A couple of the old school guys are saying he should be more stoic. I say, no, I enjoy Embiid. Yeah, I enjoy him being himself.
He is his personality. Yeah, just be himself. That's who he is.
Right. Just like I enjoy Simmons when he's being an assassin going down mm-hmm. the lane and he's stoic the way he is. I enjoy that, too. I just want guys to be themselves. That's fun for me.
Old times used to say that about Will. He wasn't angry enough. He only went like 50-25
when right.
Just go. Just imagine he was angry. Luke in Mayfair, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Luke.
Mikey Mist, what's up, man?
What's going on, Luke?
Tyrone, how you doing? Love Sixers Outsiders, man. Keep up the good work. So, this article about Wentz broke yesterday morning, is that correct?
Yeah, I think so.
And it basically, I mean, I didn't get around to reading the full article, but it basically just paints Wentz as a bad teammate, or
he's kind of like yourself, selfish, and whatever.
So, on Sunday, 2 days ago, before this article came out, I come home and my mom is telling me about how her coworker was telling her how she went out to a restaurant over the weekend, and lo and behold, Carson Wentz and Zach Ertz were at the restaurant. Mm-hmm. I listen. This is he said, she said. So,
right. Right.
And basically, she said that she tried to go up to them as they were walking out to get an autograph, mm-hmm. and she said that they were, like, really rude and really mean to her. And I was kind of just, like, shrugged it off and was like, Mom, I don't know. Like, that could just them politely saying no and them taking it as,
right.
them being mean. So, and then the next day, this story comes out and this article comes out. And, mm-hmm. of course, my mom's like, see, I told you, so she had to be right. So that kind of ruined my argument for me.
Yeah.
But what you were saying earlier about, what was the acronym you used earlier? You just used it like a half hour ago.
More reporting needed, or more,
I don't even know if that's the right
acronym. No, I just threw it out there.
But basically, I completely agree with you. If you're going to do reporting, I think you need
more reporting required, MLRR.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that you can just, write an article like that and just people are going
to... No, I agree with you. Here's what the article says. All right, in case you've been under a rock. Philly Voice spoke with more than a half dozen players, plus other sources close to the team. Right away, my flag goes up. Oh, really? That's not enough. You can write a story like this. You got to have more than that. His all-shucks, overgrown Opie from Mayberry routine plays well with the local and national media. Inside sources describe Wentz as, quote, incredibly hardworking, determined, highly intelligent. But the true Wentz is more nuanced and complicated, with sources describing him as selfish, uncompromising, egotistical, one who plays favorites and doesn't like to be questioned, one who needs to practice what he preaches and fails to take accountability. I don't know. First of all, I don't even know that that's a violation. okay, he's uncompromising and egotistical. Most leaders are.
Yeah.
All right. Sean in Havertown. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sean.
How are you?
What's up, Sean?
Nothing much. I just wanted to speak on the Carson Wentz situation.
Yes, sir.
Because
I was looking at it this morning, right? And I was going through Twitter and everything, and I saw that someone put a post up of Torrey Smith tweeting, who's not even on the team anymore, that, like everyone else, that this whole thing is just made up. Like, he praised Carson Wentz, even though he's no longer on the team. So, I mean, that should tell you something right there about what kind of person and leader he is, especially if you're not on the team anymore and you're getting praise.
Yeah, I disagree. Who cares what Torrey Smith has to say? We're talking about something that's current today. I mean, so Torrey Smith liked him. Maybe there are other people that didn't. I don't care what Torrey Smith says. Torrey Smith got a favorable review. That doesn't tell me anything.
It's just saying that he's a good leader. That's
yeah, okay. So that's his opinion. There are other people that had a different opinion, apparently. But that Torrey Smith, that tweeting is not going to sway me one way or the other. I mean, if he wanted to support Carson Wentz, that's all well and good. But that's not the be-all, end-all of it.
I get that. I see where you're coming from.
He's not in today's locker room. Like, this is a modern-day thought process. Torrey Smith wasn't there this year, so who cares what he has to say?
All right, I get what you're saying.
Okay. I mean, who cares? Torrey Smith. Oh, my God. Torrey Smith spoke. End of story. Let's go to Sal in Swedesboro. Sal, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sal.
How you doing?
What's up, Sal?
I apologize. I should have called with this conversation yesterday, but I was so busy. I was listening, but I wanted to talk about the referee thing over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And not specifically for that, but that's just an indicator I have to a long-time argument that I've had on my mind about referees. See, I'm more into the Sixers, and for me, the Eagles are second. That might seem surprising with the success they've had, but to me, basketball is the most ruined sport by the referees more than football. Or
why is it ruined?
Well, see, I've played, I've coached, and I've even reffed basketball, and I think about all the coaching that I've done and what I've taught the kids, and I watch NBA basketball, and I see all the stuff that I've taught.
Yeah,
and it's not being
like
played
what, like
the
what
same way.
Like what are you talking about?
What's well, specific? like when they taught us how to do a pick, it was they taught us that you do not move.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that's done in the NBA is every pick.
Yeah, but you made a statement. Why is basketball ruined? You know, like there are a lot of big, fast bodies in the game, probably more than when, you know, like you remember basketball, right?
That's true.
Okay, so it's harder to officiate. You could call a foul almost on every play, really. So you have to allow some contact. The game has just evolved. It's not been ruined by officiating.
Well, that's an opinion on your part, isn't it?
Well, but it's your opinion that it was ruined, and I asked you how was it ruined, and you couldn't give me an answer.
I did give you an answer.
What, the ruin what? Because they don't call moving picks? That's your answer?
Oh, other things, too.
Like traveling. What? Like what else?
Like traveling.
Come on, man. Turn the calendar. 2019, bro. Let's go to Graf in media. Graf, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Graf.
Wow, Mike, 5 o'clock hour, buddy. The NBA has never been more.
Oh, there's always the old timer who will go back in time and go, "Oh my God, the game! Come on, things evolve."
I got respect for him, but you know he'll catch up eventually. You and I seem to agree on a lot of things here, Mike. The biggest thing that comes across my mind with this Carson Wentz article, after thinking about it for so long now, is who cares? Because in all honesty, who really does care whether or not our starting quarterback, our franchise QB, has a slight complex. And if there's anything about this article that I find damning, it's the fact that Mike Groh is getting bullied by the person he's supposed to be coaching. Like, does anyone else find that slightly ridiculous? If you're Mike Groh reading this article, wouldn't you be like, I probably should consider saying that I'm not nearly as soft as this article makes me seem? I'll tell you right now, if Mike Groh is getting bullied by Carson Wentz on the daily, enough so that players are coming out to say it, Mike Groh shouldn't be a coach in the NFL in any fashion. This is that he is soft as you know what?
Yeah, but, today you can't be a hard-ass coach. You kind of have to be bullied by players.
Yeah, but Mike, come on. There are coaches that you know.
There's only a few that with the clout enough not to get bullied. Assistants get bullied all the time, bro. I can tell you that right away. They don't have any clout.
He's an offensive coordinator.
Assistant coaches have no clout. Assistant coaches don't hold the hammer on anybody. They get bullied all the time. And it's, you know, it's not like they're getting bullied by getting like somebody smacking them with a bat or something. It's just that like their attitude towards assistant coaches is not as respectful as you might think it is.
All right, so let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. How do you think Carson Wentz bullies Mike Groh? Like, do you think he's like, "Hey, Mike, that's a stupid idea"?
Yeah.
Or do you think he's like, "Oh, Mike, I think I'm going to go with something else today"?
I think he might say it's a stupid idea. He wouldn't be the first player to say it's a stupid idea. You got clout as a player, you can say anything you want. Now, I don't know if he's that type of guy. The story sounds like they're trying to paint him out as that type of guy, but I don't know if he is or not.
Well, they say him and DeFilippo used to get into it. I've heard that before.
All right, well.
But here's the thing. They got into it back and forth, mm-hmm. which means that tells me that Carson may say things,
mm-hmm.
but it also means that you can say something back and Carson won't just collapse.
You think, how much bullying do you think Tom Brady has done to his offensive coordinators over the years?
That's exactly what I was thinking when that caller was saying
he's
that.
He's done it on live TV. Yeah. You got the clout to do it. Assistant coaches don't matter to you. Now, you're not going to do it to Belichick. You know, you're not going to do it to the who else is as respected to Belichick? Nobody else, right? Belichick, you're not going to do it to Saban. Like, guys like that, you're not going to do it to.
No, I bet Carroll probably doesn't get bullied out in Seattle.
Okay, but Carroll's like an affable guy. So
he's fun.
When he's criticizing you, he's doing it with a smile.
Andy doesn't get bullied. Might not know how to manage the clock. He doesn't get bullied.
No, he does. He's probably got the clout not to get bullied.
Yeah, he doesn't get bullied.
Here's the situation with this story. To me, the only thing that matters as a fan is whether this situation affects the team in the negative. And if it doesn't, then it's a meaningless story. If it does, you would need more people on record saying it does. That's been my problem with this story all along. It's not that the issue is dismissible. It's the legs on the issue. Alex in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Alex.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
What's going on, Alex?
Not much, just coming back from work. So, I'm finding it very surprising that people are surprised that Carson Wentz has an edge. Like, but the biggest thing that I heard when I read that story and I listened to the news interview in the morning after it broke,
mm-hmm.
all that I came out of this is that Carson, you know what, he's got an edge. And you know, when you listen to things that come out of Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers is the nicest guy to get along with. You know, and I'm sure as it was just alluded to, Tom Brady may not be the nicest guy to get along with. There's nothing wrong with having a little bit of an edge and also being a nice guy. And mm-hmm. I think that when you look at Carson, you look at a lot of the off-the-field stuff, and I'm, you know, I respect a lot of what the dude does off the field. I think he's a good leader. I think he's a good role model for younger players, you know. Some people have, you know, compared him to Tebow and all that. Great, cool, whatever. But he might play favorites. Great, whatever. Yeah, he might not be the nicest guy to work with. He's a freaking quarterback in the NFL. There's 32 of these people that exist in this world whose one job it is to be the alpha and be the type A.
Mm-hmm.
So those everyone that's out there that's surprised that this article came out and, you know, he's a quarterback. I played football in college, you know, and It's one of those things where you know the quarterbacks and they're going to have that personality. I think he's done a really good job of maturing as a vocal leader.
Mm-hmm.
He realized when he came into the city, he was going to be the face of the franchise. And I think he's done a very good job of handling himself in the spotlight. You know, I guess I read it. I don't know why everyone's up in arms. He's a quarterback. I'd expect it. You know, and maybe it's not the worst thing in the world to hear that he's got an edge to him. Maybe.
I agree with you 100%. I think it's a good view of the whole situation. Listen, here's an important sentence in this story. Numerous sources confirmed Wentz was once verbally attacked by a highly respected teammate for not being a team guy. Does the team think he's not a team guy? Like, I don't get... I've read through this story a million times now. I don't get the impression that the team thinks he's not a team guy. And that's the only thing that matters here. Because that's the only thing that the fan would have to worry about. Are they a fragmented group because this quarterback is not universally accepted or majoritively accepted? That's the only thing. And I don't get that from reading lines like... Philly Voice spoke with more than a half dozen players. Numerous sources confirm Wentz was verbally attacked. I don't get enough. Give me more. Eric in Trenton. Oh, it's Eric. What's up, Eric?
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man?
I mean, this is getting all blown out of proportion. I mean, a quarterback is the dictator, you know, of the offense. You know, he is, like the last gentleman said, he is the leader of the squad. Mm-hmm. You know, what he says goes. You know, he's the one that's supposed to be leading him. Mm-hmm. And by leading, it's, you know, my way or the highway.
Yep.
Unless you're the head coach.
Yeah, but this story goes, I think, a little further than that. It's saying that he's almost detrimental to team success. That's what it's hinting.
I can't believe that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, if you hint that, you got to really have a strong background to write that.
Well, I mean, there could be jealousy out there. There could be a lot of things that somebody could have said.
Well, I'm saying on the writer's standpoint, he better have a lot of people and be convinced that this is really a story in the locker room rather than just some fledgling clickbait headline story.
And like you, I mean, they said he played favoritism. The numbers show that he targets everybody pretty much the same that Foles does.
True.
And, I mean, you can't argue that. I mean, facts are facts.
You're right, Eric.
And you want to take the Prego commercial or Prego endorsement for $1 million?
I got to hear voices. I mean, you know, if I did that, I would hear voices.
Well, I could see your grandma beating you with a broom.
I got grandma voices that I'll have to overcome.
Hey, she'd be beating you with a broom at the door.
Yeah, well, I know. Damn, I don't know if I get that. She was such a sweet little lady, too. My grandmother and my mother's side look like George Washington. the old tip picture of George Washington with the white hair.
Yeah.
She looked just like her.
Aww. Yeah.
She'd be like, Michael, take the money.
She had I remember she lived in a row house, and she had this little postage stamp size backyard with grass. And so, like...
where she made her fresh sauce.
No, I had to, like, go over and mow it. So I would, like, have to take my lawnmower from my house and, like, break it down to fit in a trunk of a car that was too big for her, and then take it over there, get out of there, reassemble it, wedge it through the little gate because the gate opening wasn't big enough to get the lawnmower, so I had to turn it on its side to get it through and then mow it. And she was always out there with, like, making sure I had it the right length.
Aww.
You know? Oh, man. It was like a postage stamp. I swear to God, if it was 5 feet by 10 feet, that was a lot.
And she's on you about the right length, just so.
No, she wasn't on me. She was just observing.
Oh, okay.
Like, make sure the precious little plot of green was done the right way.
What did you call her? Did you call her grandmom? Or?
She was mom.
Mom.
Yeah, father's mother was grandmom.
Okay.
Mom.
I had a mom too.
Did you?
Yeah. I miss her dearly. She was the one who liked the Peeps.
Uh-huh. Oh, she did.
My mom loved Peeps.
Uh-huh. I remember my grandmother was my mom was upset. Got too hot in the row house. So finally she suggested to my dad that it, and my mom that it would be nice to have an air conditioner. So we bought this air conditioner. We lug it in there and stick it in her. It was a window air conditioner. And she never put it on because it was got too cold.
Oh, man.
It's too cold for the air conditioner.
She sounds great.
She was great. All right, we're coming back with more calls after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh, yeah. 5:33. It's time for our final Twitter poll. Let's see, this got up past 92%. Final Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons, from snowblowers, generators, and small engines. Every part for every machine in stock when you need it. Moyer will help you keep going this winter. Natalie.
After Brett Brown's comments last night, do you think Joel Embiid is an actual MVP contender? Over 2,100 votes on this. 92% say yes, 8% say no. So it's a good thing the show's almost over, because you said you were going to walk out if it wasn't 95.
Oh, well. I lost. I'm going to take it. We're talking about the, like, what other jar sauces that had mentioned before? There was Prego, and there was what?
Francesco Rinaldi.
Francesco Rinaldi.
Newman has a sauce.
Suppose there was a Tom Rinaldi sauce. Tom, I can see the commercial now. Like Tom Rinaldi. It was once just a green plant. Its leaves and stalks ripened by a golden eastern sun. And finally, the fruit of the labor. Tomatoes as big as a southern cantaloupe, pressed with organic human hands into a velvety red sauce. Tom Rinaldi.
That's good.
That's good. Tom Rinaldi sauce.
That'd be a good sauce. That'd be a good sauce.
My mother, Francesco. Jim and Ben Salem, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Jim?
Not much. So I got a theory. So here's my theory on the whole Wentz thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Illuminati?
Uh-huh.
You know, like how, like, they were, like, these people had, like, crazy tattoos that kind of meant that they were part of the society, but no one knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's this writer. He's part of that Folesian nation. He's got a tattoo somewhere. I'm going to find it.
So you think this is all a plot, man? This is all a plot. The Illuminati plot.
he works for the company, uh-huh. And he got in there and he did his job. He's trying to keep Foles.
The Illuminati were heretics.
Right?
They were the heretics. So you don't have any credibility if you're a heretic.
Okay. All right.
No, but I got you. The secret society of Foles worshipers.
They infiltrated. They
yes.
got in.
Yeah. That's pretty good, man.
They're trying to get them to stay.
good stuff, Jim. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. So there you go. So I think that finally this conversation is ended, right?
After Illuminati references?
Yeah. The conversation is ended. This story had legs for a day and a half.
Yeah.
Right? So it's pretty much over at this point.
Yeah. Yes.
And your theory, you like what the guy had to say. You think that the writer somehow is trying to pump up the candidacy of Nick Foles by putting down Carson Wentz.
Yeah, because I'm basing it on his own tweets, though. I don't know the guy. But
uh-huh.
People,
what has he tweeted?
He's tweeted a lot of anti-Carson Wentz tweets about how he's overrated, not clutch, and all these things, which is fine if you're a columnist.
He really has done that?
Yes.
That goes into running the story. If the guy has that kind of an opinion, then he's slanted. You can't run the story anyway.
Yeah, he talked about how, like, people talk about him like he's this and that, but really, I got to see it. He's not clutch. And my thing is, if you're a columnist, whatever.
Yeah.
If you're a reporter, how do I know you can separate your personal feelings?
I didn't know that, because I don't follow him on Twitter. I know him. He actually did a story on me. Like a long time ago. Well, not a long time ago, but about a year ago. I would love, I don't know, can we make this possible? The editor from the Philly Voice, who decided to give approval on this, can I have a conversation with him on the air? You know him, Nat?
Natalie knows
him. I'll work on it.
Can you work on that
for
us?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'd like to have him come on. I want to get his spin on why, because this adds another layer that I didn't know.
Yeah, people brought it to my attention that he had multiple tweets anti-Carson tweets that like he's a Foles fan or anti-Wentz guy.
Yeah, see, that takes you out of writing a story like this, unfortunately, in journalistic circles. I'm sorry. You're supposed to be on the side of caution more than anything when you're talking about journalism. And if that guy has those kind of personal views, you can't have him write a story the other way that enhances his personal views.
Right. It would be completely irresponsible for anybody to let me write a Foles piece. If you let me write a Foles piece, you're a fool. Because you know that I hate the Folesian society. So everything I write is going to be to tweak the Folesian society. Mm-hmm. Even if I think I'm playing it down the middle, my subconscious says, make the Folesian society angry. Everything in my being would say to do that. And I would try to do it down the middle, and I would fail. That's why I can't be a journalist. But because I would definitely take sides. And I think what he thought, he had an agenda. He found enough people. Six, in his mind, was enough people on, you know, off the record who he had tape recordings of ripping Carson. That was enough, in my opinion, to feed his agenda, but he didn't go ask.
That's interesting. I didn't know that part of it.
Yeah, the next guy, though, might have said, oh, no, I think he's a great leader.
I think it'd be, I want to talk to the guy who edited the story. And you know, he can explain his rationale for running a story like that. So, because it's really, he's the guy that green lights a story like that to get into print. Or to get it on the internet.
Yeah, the national shows, by the way, were actually still talking about it today for the second day. But you're right, I think this is it for that story. Other than maybe the editor has really good reasons, or maybe there's more to it that we don't know about. But it seems uncomfortable.
Well, I'm looking at the TV now. Wilbon wear the same thing yesterday?
Let me. Yeah, you know, that's the new kind of ESPN.
The turtleneck with the sport coat?
That is like the uniform. Jalen did too. Jalen Rose wore it.
No, it's different. He wore a turtleneck yesterday. This one's a button-up.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe it's just the same coat.
No, I think it's a different coat, but it looks similar.
Yeah, it does. I see what you're saying. Now. Yeah.
For everybody driving.
Yeah, be careful, people.
I was going to say something, but I probably shouldn't. Because his head looks like something to me.
Somebody on Twitter said...
It's like the head detective.
All right. Somebody on Twitter said, what? Like a milk dud.
What?
His head looked like a milk dud. That's on Twitter. God. Somebody on Twitter. I wouldn't say that.
That's not right. That's like cross. That might be politically incorrect. All right, coming up in 5 minutes' time, it's Sound Off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's time for you to sound off. Got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
Oh, it's not for sound off. Westbrook just tweeted something out. Did you see this?
Yeah, I saw it.
Westbrook is still harping on the party like 4 years ago. He goes, I just heard that Ty Johnson news was at the party you didn't invite me to. Ridiculous. Come on, man.
My response.
Come on, Brian. Brian was too big at that time for me to say, come to my lowly party. I didn't know Brian like that back then.
I didn't think so. And I told Brian, it's hard out there in these streets. It's hard out there. It's hard. What you want?
We'll be at this one.
Brian's going to be the first person at the damn party greeting people.
There you go.
The next party. How's that?
That's right.
In fact, I'm going to name it the Mike Party featuring Brian Westbrook.
There you go.
All right, 610-771-9705. Let's get to the calls.
The stories that are going on about he can't have Foles here because it'll upset Wentz. He'll be looking over his shoulder, blah, blah, blah. This is so ridiculous. If Foles wants to stay here, pay the man, let him be the backup. I can't worry about whether Wentz's feelings are going to be hurt or not. I'm more worried about the Eagles.
Yeah, well, you're not worried about the Eagles because you can't pay a backup $20 million and your starter $8 million. It's just not feasible. So, sir, sorry, you're wrong.
Does anyone in America have more job security than Carson Wentz? He's always been the anointed one despite having a career losing record against teams with a winning record. The most successful postseason quarterback in Eagles history is available right now. And all through the 2018 postseason, I heard the majority of callers and hosts say that even if Foles won back-to-back Super Bowls, he needs to leave this offseason for the sake of Carson's mental health. Ridiculous.
There it is, the Folesian Illuminati. Coming out. That's your squad, Ty.
Yeah. I don't want anything bad to ever happen to those guys. But if they could just all, like, lose their phones. Like, just lose their phones and have to go to the Apple store and pay top price for a new one, I'd be very pleased. How about that?
Like, the thing that really gets me with this whole Carson Wentz story is that you have two groups of people that are anti this article. And it's really pretty simple. The one group is the apostles and disciples of Carson, right? And there's a lot of those people, you know them. They're the anti-Foldian society type. And the other group is the traditional, quote-unquote, traditional print media guys. You know, that's what it is. And it's really funny to listen to both factions.
It is. Somebody just sent me, I just saw this tweet that was from the author of the story, Joe San Liquido. And I don't know when, October 18th, 26th of October. It amazes me the blind loyalty Wentz engenders from what I thought I would never say, the Eagles Stepford fans. Well, that's why he ripped that off me. But he is Captain Carson. He walks on water to the millions in Eagle land. He's never won an NFL playoff game. He's still not Brady, Montana, or Elway. Not yet. Well, he's kind of slanting his views right there in this one tweet. All right. Not good.
Can I explain something to you people that want to bring Nick Foles back? With Carson Wentz, if the GM has $100 to pay 52 guys, they can't give $60 to Carson Wentz and to Nick Foles and pay the rest of the guys with the rest of the money. Nick doesn't even want to come back. He did his time. He did amazing. He wants to go be a starter. Carson Wentz is our franchise.
I don't know if he wants to be a starter. Maybe he doesn't. Who knows? Maybe he would take less money to stay here as a backup. I don't know. I'm just saying that at his current contract, at $20 million, you can't keep him. If you're going to have the one guy as the starter, you can't have the other guy make $20 million as a backup. Not feasible. You're right, to the salary cap alone.
If Carson Wentz being labeled by someone or a group of people as being selfish and all about himself, you know, being a first-round pick, what would they label Markelle Fultz?
I don't know. What would they label him? Legler had a good point. I didn't even bring that up today. It does kind of bother me that he's on the bench yucking it up like nobody business. You know, you gotta wear a crown of thorns, man. You really do.
I just read the Philly Voice article on Carson Wentz, and now not only is Wentz injury prone, now he's a prima donna. Mike, I'll take the proof of Super Bowl MVP who he rallies around any day.
Well, you let one article taint you on Carson Wentz because you wanted to be tainted. You're obviously a Foles fan from the jump.
Hey, Mike. It looks like L.A. got the better quarterback out of the draft. They got a guy who's about to win the Super Bowl. We got a guy who already act like he's won the Super Bowl. And somebody tell Howie, vanilla is always better than chocolate.
Well, we'll see next year how good Carson Wentz is as opposed to Jared Goff. The Rams have a pretty good team. I'm not so sure they're going to win the Super Bowl, though.
Go, Mikey Mess. You know, everybody watched a lot of football last weekend, you know. And I'm not coming at this as, like, a Cowboy hater or a Tony Romo hater. But tell me, enough with the overdoing it of calling the future and giving us the X's and O's of a play before it even happens. I love football, but I really don't need the X's and O's shoved down my throat.
That last call had to be the thinnest minority call ever. Like, if you would poll 100,000 people that would watch that game, 99,999 would tell you that Romo was outstanding, and then there's that one guy.
Their coach is a creep who got suspended for a year for putting bounties out on other players. Their players made fun and tried to diminish our Super Bowl win last year. And frankly, their fans are obnoxious, and that Superdome is obnoxious. I'm glad the officials threw the Saints.
What's so obnoxious about the Superdome? They're normal fans. What's wrong with them?
Yeah, you know, I don't like those fans either.
What's wrong? What's wrong with the Who Dads?
They don't win enough for all that talking. I won Super Bowl. How long ago now?
Yeah, they're having fun.
I don't want
there.
Eagles fans still talking trash.
It's a party atmosphere down there. Let them have their way. They've had a rough time down there, bro.
They did.
Man. Sports is like they're buoy.
You're rooting for Drew Brees. Get out of here with that.
No, that's right. Always comes down to your hate for Drew Brees.
That's right.
Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like
them.
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets up.
See you later.
All right, that was Sam. 610-771-9705. Devon Givens will be in following this program, so stay tuned for that. Everybody have a great rest of the night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.